and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Brianna, what's going on today?
Hi. So I'm super upset with my boyfriend. He took me to a comedy show over the weekend, and this comic said, like, super offensive things. And, like, I was the target because we were in the front row as well. And I just wanted to leave, and my boyfriend forced me to sit there through the entire show.
Well, I mean, you couldn't have been the only target, right? You were in the front row. I mean, that's kind of part of the way it happens with the show. But I'm sure he wasn't like, hey, you person, this is who I came out to talk about tonight, right?
No, I mean, I wasn't the only target. I was one of them. But then he was also saying, like, super offensive things that weren't very, like, PC. So,
right, that's the whole point of going to a comedy show, right?
Yeah, but it was terrible. Like, it was just not nice. And he, like, didn't have my back. I wanted to leave, and he would not come with me. I mean, the comic kept coming back to me and calling me a sourpuss because I wasn't laughing at his terrible joke. Oh. And Jack just sat there laughing.
All right.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And just thought it was funny.
Okay. Hold on. Let's call your boyfriend Jack, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Jack?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Hey, Jack, want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your girlfriend who tells us she's upset with you after this weekend's comedy show. You didn't back her up when the guy was picking on her. She didn't enjoy herself. She wanted to leave, and you weren't down for it. What's going on here?
Oh, goodness. All right, so I love Brianna. All right, but sometimes she gets really super serious about stuff. Like, we're at a comedy show. It's just jokes, you know? You can't take it seriously, you know? Like, everything the guy says, he's just trying to get a laugh. He's not being serious. I know he was calling Brianna a sourpuss or whatever, but, like, it was just jokes.
I get it, man. I mean, if you're going to be offended, it's a tough place to be going to a comedy show.
Yeah, I mean, I love Brianna. She's awesome, but sometimes she gets a little bit too, like, finicky about stuff, and, like, I feel like she's being finicky about that.
I don't think I was being finicky at all. He wasn't targeting you. I didn't find any of his jokes funny. You didn't have my back. I wanted to leave. Like,
baby, I always have your back. You know that.
Oh, obviously.
Great. You know I have your back.
You didn't? He's sitting there calling me a sourpuss. And you just kept laughing.
Well, you want me to fight a comedian? Like, you want me to fight, like, this nerd comedian, like, and he's telling jokes? I mean, he's a nerd. Who cares?
You're never going to win. That's the whole thing is about, like, when you're dealing with a comedy act and a comedian, you're never going to win. They have the microphone and the stage power. Like, that's just kind of how it is.
And he was funny, too. It was like, it's just jokes. Like, you can't take him seriously.
Yeah, but, like, I literally grabbed your arm, and you were like, nope, we're not going.
All right, well, what we do is we put things to a vote, and we could see what our audience has to say. Brianna, they may agree with you. You needed your boyfriend to stand up by your side and kind of take a stand, and you weren't having a good time on your date, and that should have been enough for him to walk out. But they may see his side, where it's a comedy show. That's kind of what happens at a comedy show when you subject yourself to kind of sitting in the front, and it's no big deal. Laugh it off and move on. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Come on. It's just a comedy show.
All right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Here's the problem this morning with the Honda of Westport Couples Court is that I understand from, you know, I did stand-up comedy for years.
Sure.
So I get it. Like, when you go there, you subject yourself to the comedians, and they may pick on you. It's kind of part of the fun in a lot of ways.
Does
you know?
Nobody realize this? I mean, if it's your first comedy show of your life, that might be a little bit surprising, but all comedy shows are like that. It's par for the course.
But Brianna's argument, and I guess I kind of understand where she's coming from, is that she felt so violated by this comedian that she just wanted to leave. And the problem was is that her boyfriend wouldn't stand up next to her and say, all right, let's just go. Let's get out of here. You know,
he insisted
on staying while she continued to be berated by the comedian.
Sourpuss.
Sourpuss.
He called her a sourpuss.
I mean,
berated.
I'm doing the best
it's
I can
little
here,
strong.
Raven. I'm trying.
You're digging.
Yeah.
You're reaching.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court. What do you think? Do you think she has a right to be upset that her boyfriend didn't stand by her side when she asked him to? Or do you think that she's just overreacting? 1-800-330-9999. Dawn, whose side are you on?
I'm on the man's side because she sounds like a little pansy that needs to stay home and have some maybe, I don't know, like needs to have a couple cocktails. She's just a crybaby, and I wouldn't even be bothered with her. She just wants to wah, wah, wah.
Right. Like
you sound rowdy for 7:40. Have you had any cocktails this morning? I love it.
I did. I had a lot.
I knew it. I knew it. You're ready for the comedy show.
I you know what? I've been to many comedy shows. It's nothing but fun. And I was in the front row, and I just went along with them. I mean, you have to have fun. It's a comedy show.
Right. I totally get that. But I also understand that it's not for everybody, especially people that are overly sensitive and things like that.
You know who it's not for?
Who?
Not funny people.
Oh, all right. What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Would love to hear from you. Santa and Raven on Star 99.9. I guess if you've never gone to a comedy club, you know, you're not really sure what to expect. You think it's going to have a good time. You're going to laugh. And when you start getting picked on by a comedian, it can be a little bit daunting. And that's exactly what happened with the Honda of Westport Couples Court, boyfriend and girlfriend Brianna and Jack.
I'll say this. Listen, when you go to the comedy show, if you've been to one, then you see that the people that get picked on are the ones that are vocal, the ones that are out there being noticed by the rest of the crowd. Because remember, it is a one-man show or a one-woman show up there going on right now. So if you're the distraction, you become the target. Now, maybe you're the distraction because you're loud. Maybe you're the distraction because you keep getting up. Maybe you're the distraction because you don't look happy. I think that's what happened here with Brianna.
The Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. Was Brianna wrong to be upset at her husband, her boyfriend Jack, for not getting up and walking out with her when she insisted they do that for being offended? Or was Jack right saying it's a comedy club? You got to lighten up. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm kind of siding with both of them. A little bit more her. He can't make her stay anywhere. She could just say, hey, I'm offended. I'm going to wait until I'll be in the lobby until it's over.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing that, granted, I don't agree with what she's saying, but I think if you take the element out, if she was in any other situation and she felt uncomfortable, you would hope that your significant other would kind of stand by your side.
Yeah, I had to suffer through a Kiss concert, okay?
Oh.
So
she had to sit there and watch an entire performance by Kiss.
Yeah, I've been to a play before with my wife. So we all have our trade-offs, don't we?
Yeah.
Thanks for
the call, Susan. We appreciate it. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, this is Diane. I'm on the boyfriend side. Because you know what would have happened if they would have walked out? They would have been more mortified than she was being called a sourpuss. They would have been booed by the audience, and that comedian would have made fun of them all the way till they walked out the door.
I mean, that's true.
Absolutely,
that's
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
If they've learned anything by this, is do not go to more comedy clubs. That's
don't sit in the front
thing.
Row.
Yeah. Right. Definitely don't sit in the front
that's
row.
That's all. Don't sit in the front row.
Yeah.
And try and smile.
When I go to a comedy show, I sit in the front row on purpose because I like that kind
right,
of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. If you're
I'm
into it. Yeah. Thanks so much. Hey, Glenda, who are you siding with this morning?
All right. I'm siding with her. If you're with a man and that is your love and he is your protector, sometimes, you know, we all have a sensitive side and maybe she didn't know what she was getting herself into. But no matter what the situation is, if it's a serious relationship and she's telling him, I don't feel comfortable, I'm feeling really embarrassed, I want to go, and he makes her stay there, you know, that's kind of, it's she's worried about the future.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jack, our audience agreed with you. Brianna, you got to lighten up. When you go to a comedy show, it's all about being fun and subjecting yourself to a little bit of laughter. And you know what? It is what it is. You kind of have to grin and bear it. You're asking too much for him to get up and leave and make a scene.
I don't agree with that, but whatever.
Yeah, let me, Brianna, you know, come on. I mean, you're awesome. I love you so much, but sometimes you take things like a little too personally. I get it. I mean, that's why you bounce me out, but come on, this is some stupid comedy show. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Maybe next time you'll be going with your boys.
Go to the ballet. You will never be offended at the ballet.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, that's the spice I like about her stuff. Whatever.
All right, well, good. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.